宅邸佛门，人乐人是因此不得受，这个意思是这样。Between a slice, keeping them on money, and the hotel has the clubs and the, what is called? Topless, bottomless, very slice.Regular policy that's been met and married at the drug courts and the DC drug may take advantage of the prostitution. They have no sympathy. But so many hundreds and thousands of innocent girls, they're like children, and they're exposed.To prostitutes. They have no shelter. Now, these guys that we got, they are feeling some shelter. They have been some shelter. Everything should be reformed, political, social, and we, you Americans, they say, you have never this.That I am always speaking. You should utilize the favor of God and be yourself perfect and be leader of this whole world. Anyone who is not believer in God, you should be perfect. He is an animal. He is an animal andWith all innocence and sympathy. Freedom. Human life is life for us for understanding God, that is human life. If a dog's life, that's life. If he become a very powerful tiger, is that human life?They are thinking like that. If I become as strong as a tiger, then there we are perfected. What is the use of tiger? He can simply kill only. Other body, other intelligence he has not. So, in your country, there are so many things to be done. I'll give you the idea. Now, you take the leadership.
Sentimental. Be a child, leader.
You give up all this material advancement. But there must be Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is wasted time.Sleep very comfortably. Gentlemanly. Krishna never says that he lives like wretched urchins. Krishna never says that. Yuktara viharas. Yoga bhavati siddhati. And this wasPractically introduced by my Guru Maharaj, that living in palatial building and riding on first class cars, one can become the best devotee. Not that one has to live underneath a tree imitating Rupa Goswami. That is not possible in this way. That is the contribution of my Guru Maharaj.But if one is sincere, he can remain a first-class devotee even in this material opulence. And if you would not have introduced, then it is not possible to
come here and preach this gospel. Because the principle was to leave Anand in the tree, go to Vrindavan, and have Ryan class just there, the Babaji's are imitating. No, even in full material flesh, we can become a perfect devotee. Provided we follow the principle. It doesn't matter. Griheva, it was done by Narasimha Sagar long ago. Griheva bonete thakte. Either you live in the forest or in the city, upland city. The business is agogudanga bole jate. All is thinking of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narasimha Magetar Sagar. Narasimha Sagar says, I want their associate. Please, devote your Lord Buddha. It doesn't matter whether he lives in the forest or in the opulent city. It doesn't matter. He must be devoted. Household life or in city life, we should not be extravagant. Unnecessarily eating, unnecessarily enjoying. No, that's not it. One man's food, another man's poison, he must know this present.
Yeah.
Man, people, he, I help his son always going on nicely. Still, why I'm trying. But that is my ambition. I want to bring one, a revolution. A godless civilization, against godless civilization. That is my ambition. And the America will be the best person to be educated in this line and to lead. To become the leader. They are already leaders, but they must be real leaders now. So that the whole world may be happy. That I can give direction. If the topmost American gentleman come to me, I can give them direction. How they can lead the world. Actual leader. Not bogus leader. Because God has favored them so many things. And this movement has been started from America. I started this movement from New York. So you should be taken very seriously by the God.
You say
no
matter is most important.
Yes. Therefore I come to your country. Your country is most important. Now you must, under my guidance, you must be really important. Not false important.
Perhaps I should stay here then.
Huh?
If it's so important, I think perhaps I should stay here and help Rupa Luga.
Yes. Turn your whole nation, turn into God consciousness. Because they are declared in their constitution, in God who is just. Now they must take it very seriously. What does it mean by God? What does it mean by just? Take this program. We are doing, actually. We trust in God, therefore we have sacrificed our whole life for God. This is trust in God. Not that smoking and the parlor, and we trust in God. Not that kind of trust. Real trust. Trust means, first of all, you know what is God. Suppose if you say, trust this man, that I must know what is this man, then my trust will be convinced that he is a very respectable man, he is this man, he is a good man. Yes, I can trust. But simply trust in God, you do not know what is God, what is trust, and it is going on. Why this bluff?
Huh?
What do you say?
That's very true.
Yes. So you must take this clue. That we Americans say in God is that. Now, every American should know what is God, what is trust. This is propaganda. This is not our concern. The government must come forward to recognize it. This is my proposition. So you write articles, your theologies. Yes. The American must rise up to the occasion. They are placed themselves in God is just. Every human nation or every human being should be like that in God. They must rest. So America has specially taken up its slogan as part of constitution. Now there should be regular educational program that every child, every man, every woman is trapped in God. And this is fixed. So, am I wrong in my argument?
No. Right.
So why don't you take it seriously? You have already been born.
Also in the Constitution of Prabhupada, there's a thing called separation of church and state. But they will have
yes, that is all right. We want to educate. We don't take part in administration. But the administration should be under our guidance. They should take advice on how to rule. That is the point. We are not going to be president. We are satisfied in our humble temple.
According to traditional American values, though, the government should not take instruction from the church.
That is their own. But that means because they are seeing church is useless.
Yes.
Now here is scientific church. They refuse to take advice from the church because at the present moment church is a bogus thing. So what is the use of taking advice from them?
That was actually the reason they made that separation.
Yes.
They became distracted.
Yes. It simply becomes what is called stereotype. Yeah. That's why you said they want more pain. The payment, they have no knowledge. So what is the use of taking advice from such actors? What is the use? But here it is not like that. We know the science of God. We know who is God. It is not a vague thing. Now, you try to understand. Let there be educational institutions. America has got so many universities. Let there be a department. There is already a religious department. So, let the students learn the science of God. There have got so many books. Why will they learn? They are actually appreciating. So this should be introduced in universities. In colleges, in schools. Why this is neglect such an important scientific knowledge?
When you try to introduce it, sometimes they very often say that it's sectarian.
Not sectarian. We do not know. Why is it sectarian? How is it sectarian?
They say that
we are preaching God consciousness. So it is not for everyone. God consciousness is sectarian? Is it meant for certain sects? Or is it meant for human beings?
The difficulty is that nowadays every common man has his own God theory of God consciousness.
No, every common man he says, I have got my mathematics. Will it be accepted?
No.
So why these things should be allowed? That is our problem. Every man will say, no, I have got my own mathematics. Will it be allowed? Hello? So, we have to fight, otherwise what is the meaning of preaching? But if you think that everything will be accepted very easily, then what is the use? The necessity of preaching?
Sir,
you must know that they are all rascals. That I say, rascals and believers. You have to convert them to be sane man. That is preaching.
Sir.
That is preaching. What do you expect? That every man will immediately go and you will be easy. Where do you expect them? That is foolishness.
Done.
You must know that everybody will disagree with you. And it is your preaching word that will make him agree with you. That is your teaching word.
Jai Prabhupada. That's your example.
You do not expect that everyone will agree. Everybody will disagree. Just like our book, say 4 or 5 years ago, nobody knew these books. So there was no market. But we have created our market. That is teaching. We have created our market. Nobody was dying for want of these books. So that is teaching. Preaching does not mean everyone is ready to accept your theories. You must accept that everybody is not accepting. Now it is your power to convince you, yes, you must accept. There is preaching.
Right, well.
You must know what is God, how to trust Him, why we shall trust God, what is the benefit. This we should know. Properly educate,
right.
And we have got this hand. We are not speaking blindly or what is that, sentimental.
An important movement for the church today, Sri Prabhupada, is called the ecumenical movement. Ecumenical movement means all the different divergent groups are trying to get together to make a common ground. We have the perfect platform for giving them that common ground.
Yes. That is your duty with me. That's the other issue. So, bring that on the platform. So-called church is going on. They're doing all sorts of sinful activities. And it is going on church, really. Therefore, the importance of Christian religion is diminished. How they can bluff all the time.
When you came to America for 1 year, no one would help you.
Huh?
When you came to America, you told us in Pittsburgh that for 1 year, no one would help you. You had no place.
Yes.
Perfect example.
It's all right. That is Krishna consciousness. The real helper, real friend is my Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Sridham Sarvabhutam. Krishna consciousness is my friend. He is friend of even of the end. That is Krishna consciousness.
When Draupadi didn't get help from anybody.
Yes. We don't take his help. That is good. He says, he's guaranteed that he will just surrender to me, I give you all protection. Such a friend who can be there. But they will not do that. Actually, if one trusts in God, then everything is there. That's it.
So if they did trust in God, they would not have all these problems today.
No. In fact, well, just like the modern immediate problem is the petrol. Nobody trusts in God. The idea is they're thinking that this I am our I. But actually, his father has not manifested this I. It is God's I. None of them believe in God. Either the Arabians or the others. Therefore, there is prejudice. It is prejudice. It is petrol manufactured by man. So why a section of man is claiming it is my person? If somebody says it is my Pacific Ocean, but it is nonsense. Because they are going on under this nonsense idea, therefore there is problem.
Sometimes they claim the Pacific Ocean.
Some
countries claim, 300 miles of the ocean is being there.
All right, 300 miles, let him claim. Not the all. If I say, now the tiny beach, 2 miles wide, you can say it, what is that? But it belongs to the government. You can say, child may come. Oh, this is my idea, you cannot come. That is going on. But is that fantasy? The father will love, all right, let him, the demarcation, his area. So this foolishness is going on. Our brother Isha Vasaminam. Everything belongs to God. This is philosophy. But this is, these are rascals. They don't accept it. Always it's fact. And always it's fact. But they will not accept it. Therefore, teaching is what? Education is what? To bring him into sense. This is fair. But this Bhakti Ocean, it does not belong to any nation or any person. It belongs to God. This moon belongs to God. This sky belongs to God. But they are thinking it's mine. And therefore there is trouble. It's like government. The Senate is there. So they sit down together, and if there is any problem, they discuss together, they find out the solution. Similarly, they have got this United Nations. Why do they not consider, first of all, let us settle to whom this planet belongs? They are United Nations. First of all, let us settle. We are fighting. I am Arabian, I am Indian, I am American, I am English, and all that. Let us settle, actually, to whom this planet belongs. They cannot do that, because all of them are thieves. None of them will agree that it belongs to God. Real fact, that they will not agree. Then how they can be peace? Because they are all cheaters. They want to cheat God. God's property they are claiming on. All thieves and rogues, how there can be any settlement? There cannot be any settlement.
We approached them and we said something like that, they would laugh.
That because they're rogues against their ideas? Why did you laugh? Why you are laughing like fools? Does it belong to you or your father? This whole world? Why you are laughing like a fool? You should have said like that. You are laughing not like a gentleman, you are laughing like a fool. Can you say that it belongs to your father? Or you will be allowed to stay here in America? After some years you will be kicked out and you know where you are going? Why are you laughing like a fool? This will be the answer.
They say they believe in God, but that everyone else is...
Nobody believes in God. That is our proposition. Nobody is all this bogus. Now they should come to understand what is God in this Krishna consciousness. Nobody believes. I said, no, what is God? Here we are giving the name, the address, the form, the activities, everything of God. Krishna consciousness. Let all the Arabians, all the Americans, let come to us. Those are my chief men, intelligent men. We shall convince them. Let us
preach. There's one Arab leader. He goes to the temple 5 times a day. He doesn't eat meat. He doesn't drink liquor or smoke or go out with women.
These are private Mohammedans.
Yes.
But still, it is good. To some extent, he's advanced.
He doesn't allow any liquor shops or tobacco shops in his country.
That's good.
Good
odds. These things are sinful. To drink is sinful. Among the Mohammedans. They are small. They are sinful. They have got austerities. Their animal killing is once in a year. Bakrid. Only animals should be sacrificed in masjid. There are so many things. Every religion, there is good thing. But then nobody follows. Simply they fight. I am Christian, I am Mohammedan, I am Hindu. He's Zaidarata. He's simply an animal. He's simply an animal. That's why these rascals, Christian. The first proposition is thou shalt not kill. That's why simply killing. And they're claiming Christians, you see. All rascals, and they're claiming, we are followers of Christians. Propaganda is to teach all these rascals. That's what we say, they're rascals. It may be very strong. That professor was referred. And yes, everyone is rascals. You know that, professor?
Yes. I thought rascals was a bit harsh.
Yes. But Krishna says that. That
professor, when he left, he said that Prabhupada is really, really gentle. He's the most gentle man he has ever seen.
Start this movement seriously.
Yes, no,
yes. And Bombay is the best center.
And being very insist when you said these things to
them. Yes.
Then he is Bombay.
And you are educated and intelligent, capable, you have got qualification. You can do this very good work.
It may be impractical to go into politics or in life, but when you say so firmly, all the whole, immediately our eyes get open and say, yes, actually this is possible. What is impossible for Krishna's devotee?
That conviction we must have. If you are sincere to Krishna, if you are actually serving Krishna, what is impossible? Very important. There is nothing
impossible.
That one of my important God brothers says, he is sincere. All others, they are rascals. He says that in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, it is said, Pritivita Asijata Navaradigra. So, we are thinking that this is imagination. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cards could be spread all over the world. Everyone will chant. So, you have done it. So, he is appreciating that. So, we are simply thinking that it is not possible. It is simply imagination. but that we are made it possible. So that is the appreciation.
Because you are so faithful. So, more firm.
That's what he says.
He says?
He says that.
And what they say?
They believe him.
Today, everyone in the world will become his devotees, but the Krishna conscious devotees will be the last. But they'll be the best. Well, what we tell them,
unless the Krishna conscious student go there, he's never got there. Let me see everything.
We tell them, if we're the best devotees, and you come and surrender to us.
Yes. Yeah, I missed this.
Wondering if Baba know about what happened in Houston?
Huh?
Yeah, you saw the article.
Oh, you saw the article in Houston? Oh, you chanted.
Baba, his books are full of rubbish, garbage. There's no knowledge in the book or any philosophy or anything. It's simply...
What is his book? That's not being a book.
Yeah, still he puts out a magazine. For broadcasting his story. And in the magazine he quotes some verses from Bhagavad Gita. Of course, you know, he never say God is awesome. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I come whenever. But he claims that he is not.
Anyway, the access authority of Krishna.
Yes, he seems
Krishna. Now, he is Krishna. He wears Krishna's crown. He plays Krishna's flute.
Huh?
He wears Krishna's crown. They give him Krishna's crown and he wears it. And he plays Krishna's flute. Or he says it is Krishna's flute.
Anyway, he's making his business with Krishna's crown and Krishna's
flute. That's Kundri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Krishna is accepted as authority.
Yeah. He's like King Kundri.
Yeah.
Limitation of flattery.
Better than Krishna. Why the Krishna devotees do not come to you?
Once a devotee met somebody on the street and he said, actually, I am God, you know. And the devotee say, oh yes, you are God. Says, I am your devotee. Why don't you give me $1,000,000? I'm your devotee. I have taken up my life to you. Why don't you give me some money?
Who said?
Devotee said. One guy said that he was God. He said, I am God.
Yeah.
And the devotee said that, oh, you are God. Then I am your devotee. Why don't you give me some money?
What is making this stuff?
It's a sand comber cleaner.
Anyway, this machine is working to keep this beach very clean. So we can understand that there is some management behind this. But similarly, the nature is working so nicely. How we can deny that behind this there is a system of management. How can we know? So going on very nicely, the sun is rising exactly in time
the moon is rising at the same time. The water is flowing in its own orbit. It does not violate. So if things are going on so nicely, how we can deny that there is no management behind it? How we can do it? It is quite natural to understand immediately. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That what you are speaking, that nature is being. Yes, nature is being, but under my direction. Just like the machine, that is as nature. The machine is working, but the driver is there. Without the driver, how the machine can simply work? My life is man. That is Vedic instruction. To know that man is who is the supreme man. That is him. Atata Brahma Jigyas. Atata Samuel Lang.
In the last World War, there was a very famous German propagandist named Goebbels who wrote that if one controls the communications, the media, the radio and television, newspapers like this, he actually controls what people think. So we've got put so much emphasis on that so far in our Krishna consciousness movement, actually controlling the linkage of communication. In the future, should we be more and more concerned with that?
What is that future? What do you want to do in future?
Actually permeate all the media with Krishna consciousness propaganda. Not simply just writing, but actually the all aspects of that.
You can take advantage of all this. That's what we, that's why we're taking advantage of this microphone.
Huh?
We are not rejecting why it is material. Why should we take? Nothing material. Everything used for Krishna is spiritual. Material means what is not used for Krishna. That is material. You are materialistic when you are not used for Krishna. And as soon as you are utilized for Krishna, you are spiritual. That is the difference. Here we say, this is material world. This is material world because everyone has forgotten Krishna. Therefore, so he becomes into Krishna consciousness. There, and it is spiritual. And such people not challenge this rascal that we are searching after Krishna. We are not searching, we are devotees of Krishna. And you are posing yourself as Krishna to show us some Krishna's power. Immediately come to
you. He says that I show it to only my devotees.
Huh?
He says that you have to be my devotee to see my power.
Oh, we are Krishna's devotee. So
Krishna lifted the mountain, it was not meant for the devotees, it was meant for everyone.
But because he's rascal, that's why.
So you, why you are simply thinking of Krishna as your devotee? You show us, we don't believe you that you are Krishna. But if you want us to come to you to show this, we shall come immediately. Why you make it confidential? Make it public? And then come immediately. This is our condition. But because you do not show it, therefore we know you are rascal number one. Why should I come to you?
If you can claim that you are God, then anybody can claim that you are
God. Yes, yeah, anybody. But we think you are a rascal. Therefore, you do not come. And now, if you can show us something like Krishna, then we shall immediately come. Our difficulty will be solved. We shall see Krishna. But we know that you are a rascal.
His disciples
are... Go there, somebody, and tell them.
Now, there is one rascal, Prabhupada, who can do tricks. His name is Sai Baba. He can make jewels appear. Give people, make photographs of himself, and give them to people like tricks.
Another rascal will be a victim of that tricks. Why should I accept him? As God.
Sir, the insignificant church.
Insignificant tricks. So, if gold is the standard of becoming God, then there is gold mine. So, who has created the gold mine? I shall accept him, God. Why shall I use it? If gold is the standard, why is a little chataka? We are not so fools. You can make this trick for other fools, not to us.
I told his Mahatma, his main disciple, he says that actually the book is not important, he says, but experience is important. And I said, yes, there is experience. This is Krishna consciousness.
Book means experience.
Yes.
Book means experience, not Rakshelda. What is book? Scientific book means one scientist who has experience is writing. The book means experience. Without book, where is experience?
So he says that you take the knowledge, you see the light and you take the knowledge from Guru Maharaj. Right?
But you have taken the knowledge, why cannot this time?
Yes, they say.
That means you, although you have got the Guru Maharaj, still you are in darkness. So what is the use of this Guru Maharaj? You are in darkness, but you cannot expect. You are asking to go to Guru Maharaj. But if you are enlightened, why you cannot expect? Therefore you are in darkness and useless as Guru. You have not deserved it. It's a Garu. It's a Garu.
Garu man.
They claim to see light inside you, Prabhupada. We say, if we hit your head, you will see light inside also.
Yeah. That everyone sees. What is your credit? If I kick on your flesh, you will find the light. So come here, I shall kick on your flesh and see you. There is no need of it.
His disciples are usually very naive and very foolish.
Unless they are foolish, how they can go there?
Yes.
Anyone who goes there, that means he is a foolish. That is the test. A man is known by his comfort. Because of all these rascals and fools go there, therefore he is a fool, understand? It is something.
Put aside. No less intelligence.
I told him that, have you seen Krishna's universal form? Okay, Krishna, this said this universal form just for that rascals may not teach you. And he says, I have seen universal form. I said, what do you see in the universal form? You see Shiva, Brahma, all that. He says, I saw light, white light in the universal form. That's all he saw in the universal form. White light. Actually, you don't know what universal form is.
Don't waste your time with us. Third class rascals. In third class rascals.
They say that we are searching after the Saguna form. We are looking for the Visvarupa. And we are looking for Saguna.
Visvarupa also has a form.
I do waste your time by talking with these rascals.
Yes, sir.
Take it for granted they are set up rascals. Yes.
Teach you about Guru Maharaj. So we just threw him out.
Yes.
we want your teaching, we shall go to you. Why are you taking the trouble to come here? Please go out. That's all.
Even though Prabhupada leave them so severely, somehow or other they still have a soft corner for the devotees.
They must have.
They are feeling guilty, you know.
Yeah, they must have. They know that they are culprit. But for their party's sake, they are thinking, or saying, we are right, you are right.
Yes, yes. But they are not sincere enough.
We have one devotee who is a member there. Now he's a devotee.
Huh?
There's one of our members.
Huh?
He's just a young boy, and he went to the Guru Maharaj, and then when he heard our philosophy, now he's with us. Banabhata.
Now
he's a nice devotee. So as you always say, that a sincere person cannot be misled.
Yeah. The sign has been.
This whole world is really dear Vishnu.
They have become fools and that's it.
So significant. Fair. The whole world, including India,
that because their poverty is hitting, they want some money.
Yes.
They are thinking that about God, we shall think later.
Is it all right to blame the government in public Prabhupada in India?
No, what is the government? Government is elected by the public. The public is polluted. The government must be polluted. Hare Krishna. Public hope somebody.
Yes.
The charge of God. So, if the public selects somebody, nonsense, the government has to know.
Yes. I was to tell the public that you should elect God conscious leaders to have a better society.
Yeah. That is our hope. This is the standard of leaders. So if you elect first class leader, then your government is first class. But if you elect some rogues and thieves, drunkards, then how you can expect good government? This is natural. After all, democracy means the public elect. The public does not know how to distinguish the rogues and thieves. And therefore the rogues and thieves take the advantage of it, and somehow or other, take vote, and sit on the presidential chair. See? Difficult.
Yes.
It's like our propaganda is. We are not making any propaganda in the beginning. Stop this cow slaughter. We are educating people, don't eat meat. If people become educated, automatically the slaughter house is closed.
Yes.
This is our program. Don't drink. The people give up drinking, automatically the drinking business is closed.
He's given us this instruction to the Prabhupada to confront this leader.
Huh?
We understand that this is your very much wish, and we shall do everything we can to try to finish his life.
That is the Prabhupada.
You can accept it. Don't go for the rascal. Just try to understand who is the real man, who is the real leader.
The political programs are important.
Huh?
Political programs are important.
Yeah. the public is educated to select right type of leader, then automatically, and it is very easy thing, that leader must be faithful. Leader must know what is God and how to trust in Him. And he must be free from all sinful activities. The killers of sinful activities are these. This is our question.